Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuf Tezvav, and we are back in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, and we are, Bez Hashem, going to get back to a regular schedule, and we will start with Kuf Yudal and Mabez. We are up to the last week of Maseches Zvachim, last week, and then Bez Hashem, next week, we start a whole new world, not totally a whole new world, but a new world in Maseches Menachos. But first we have a lot ahead of us. Here in the last parak of Zvachim, Paras Chatas, which we started a couple of days ago, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we will start with Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are in the sugyas of Mechusar Zman. The first half of the Mishnah, remember the Mishnah at the beginning of Paras Chatas was the entire Mishnah for the parak. The first half of the Mishnah was about Mechusar Zman, and the second half of the Mishnah was about the stages of the Mizbeach and Bama throughout history. So Mechusar Zman, we spoke about, there are two types of Mechusar Zman. There's Mechusar Zman Begufo, Mechusar Zman Bebailov. Begufo is that the animal itself is too early to bring it as a karban. Maybe it's before day 8. Umiyam Hashmini Vahala, the Pasuk says at Amar. Or Bebailov, right? The Bailam have, we know they're Mechusar Kippurim, the four mentioned, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. So if they brought their karbanas too early, that's Mechusar Zman Bebailov. So those are the two major topics, along with others relating to in our parak. The Mishnah also mentioned in terms of Shchute Chutz, certain actions and avodas of Shchute Chutz are not going to be chayev because, as we will see today, they have an avoda after them, what the reasons are. But either way, let's go to Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start a couple lines up from the bottom where we are, we will pick up. Amr Abchilkiya B'rei Rav Tuvi. Amr Abchilkiya Rav Tuvi. Lo Shanu. Lo Shanu, when did we say this? What are we talking about? What's the Lo Shanu? So this was talking about the Mechusar Zman Bebailim. So let's go back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Mishnah said, on Kuf Yud Beis Mabez, if there's a Mechusar Zman Bebailim, right, Zav, Zav, Yolez, Betzora, that their Karbanas were given before the time that they were ready to bring the Karbanas, if it was a Chatas, and it was brought Bachutz. So that's the connection to the previous parak. If they were brought bachutz, the chatas and the ashram, they're going to be potter, because they're not ra'ui lavo bifnim. Only, as we mentioned often over the last couple of dafim, only a carbon that could have been brought bifnim is going to be chayiv bachutz. So here, the chatas and the ashram are too early, they can't be brought disconnected from the bialim, and therefore there's going to be potter. But the ola and the shlamim that are related, the olos and the shlamim that are brought bachutz of these mechusrei zman, that one is going to be chayiv for, because those are ra'ui to be brought as an adava bifnim, and therefore that could work. So the Gemara is going to comment on the asham line. The asham we mentioned, the asham brought mechusar zman too early is going to be patur bachutz, because it is not ra'ui lavo bifnim. Amar b'chol gibrei d'rav tuvi lo shanu. When do we say that this is true, that you're going to be patur for that gravas asham bachutz shelo ela lishmo? This is only lishmo. If it's brought in asham lishmo bachutz mechusar zman, so that's going to be patur, because if I bring an asham lishmo mechusar zman, it's going to be possible. It's not roi lavo bifnim. Aval shalo lishmo chayev. But if I bring an asham shalo lishmo, so then I'm going to be chayev. Why? Because we learned back 113 days ago, right, back on Dav Beis, however roi lishalo lishmo bifnim. Because if an asham is brought shalo lishmo bifnim, then it's going to be kosher. It's not going to count l'shem bailim, as we learned, but it's going to count. It's going to be kosher. And therefore, it's considered roi bifnim. So therefore, anything roi bifnim is fit to be brought, not fit, but will make you chayiv bachutz. That is Rav Chilkiya's chiddush. If the asham is brought shalol lishmo bachutz, one is going to be chayiv for that. Says the Gemara, yachi lishmo nami lechayiv. So why dafka shalol lishmo? Even lishmo should be chayiv, because this animal has a potential. Right, so what, that your kavanah is going to be different, but this animal has a potential to be brought bifnim. Ho'ol v'roy l'shalo l'shmo bifnim. So even shalishmo, it should be chayiv bachutz. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't work. You don't foresee different karbanos in that way. You don't look at it from this vantage point of the animal. This animal can be brought bifnim in some way that's going to make it kosher, so that's why it is able to always work. No, ba'i akira. No, it needs to be uprooted from its original shame. Or Rashi's girsa is, the Bach points out the difference here, mechusar akira. It's lacking being uprooted. Rashi, four lines from the bottom. V'chol kama delo iakar shem asham minei, and as long as the shem asham has not been uprooted from it, stamei lav lamekar koi. We don't view it. We don't foresee its being ne'ekar. And therefore, if it's an asham, it stays an asham, unless prove it otherwise. So this is an asham that is brought bifnim, b'chus hazman, is no good. Okay, shalo l'shmo uproots it, and then it might change into a different type of karban, because, as we will see a little bit later, that's the only time that it will be roi bifnim, and therefore will be mechayiv yibachutz. But until you have that akira, it won't work. The Karanora discusses this and wonders, like basically like what the Gemara wonders. How is it possible that just because of your kavana, it's going to make such a difference? V'yesh l'dakti, yes, the Karanora. My time at Rav Chilkiya. Ta b'shvil machsheves shalo l'shmo lo nishtan hazevach v'ashem u'kidimei kara. Isn't it still an asham? Even if you have a kavana shalo l'shmo, we're going to have later on, b'shem on today's daf, we're going to have a concept of asham shenitak l'ri'iya. An asham that is one of the five ashamos, one of the five chatos that have to be left to die. So those ashamos are nitak l'ri'iya, and they are ultimately connected to a carbon ola somehow, as we'll see, da'araisa, da'rabanan. But that requires something up until that nituk, so then it's going to be an asham. So ask the Karen Ora, so what happened here? Just because you had a kavana shalol l'shmo, how did that change anything? V'loma yuchshar mechuz rizman, b'shalol l'shmo, yosim yi l'shmo. V'tzarech lomar, what must you say? Di al karchach lo pasul mechuz rizman, elahecha da'osa l'shmo k'mitzvaso. It must be mechuz rizman, it's only when you're trying to bring a proper karban l'shmo k'mitzvaso at that time. And you bring it too early, that's going to pasul. The kiva de lo higiyas mano nifsal. You're trying to bring a proper karban before it's time, so that is not going to work because it's b'chus rizman. Aval b'shalol l'shmo, but maybe b'shalol l'shmo, it already is in a different world. You're not trying to bring a proper karban. It's not going to count for you anyway. If it's not going to count for you anyway, so then maybe b'chus rizman isn't a formal problem that is always a problem. It's only when you're trying to bring a karban that you're supposed to bring. But if it's a karban that kind of stands on its own, avo shalol l'shmo ha'afilu bizmano afilu imchashav shalol l'shmo lo alol b'ayilam afilu ha'chi kasher. It's still not connected to the b'ayilam and it's kasher, even if it's bizman. So ha'chanami shalol bizmano, also shalol bizmano imchashav shalol l'shmo kasher, even shalol bizmano too early, shalol l'shmo is going to be kasher. De mali bizmano, mali shalol bizmano, kivan de lo alol b'ayilam. The b'ayilam are connected anyway, so it must be that it is okay. So that assumption, the Karen Ora is telling us that mechuz hazman, therefore, isn't a problem always. It's only a problem if you're trying to bring a karban to fulfill. What is, we might have mentioned this 7 years ago in the earlier shiurim. So what is the root problem of mechuz hazman? Is that similar to balmum? We have separate makoros. Is mechuz hazman similar to it's a balmum. It's an inherent problem in the animal. If that's the approach, so then one would say that the Karen Ora shouldn't make any chilukim. It's a balmum. So if it's a balmum, something in the it's too small. So it's not physically. Maybe it is physically. So then it shouldn't make any chilukim. But if we say b'chus rizman isn't the sibil to the other ba'ali mumin, but it's more of a bizayon hektish, more of a different type of psul than an inherent balmum. It is more of a lachadchila type of approach. So then already it leaves the door open to have some chilukim. Even the two phrases that I just mentioned, too young or too small, right? Too small sounds like it's more in the chefsa of the karban. Too young means it's generally too young, but maybe it's only too young for you to fulfill any obligation of yours or to bring a karban that's connected to you. But if it's not connected to you anyway, it's not a balmum, so then maybe it wouldn't be rejected. But either way, yeah, one has to have a more flexible approach of the problem of mechuz rizman if the Karen Ora, what the Karen Ora is saying is correct, and that is the arsa mechuz rizman, that's okay, right? And that's why he would only limit it with lishmo. He adds in the same paragraph, he says, according to this, you might even say, though the Gemara doesn't say it, what about a chatas l'shem chulin? We learned back in the first parak that's also kasher, but not connected to the owner. Chatas l'shem chulin, right? Or maybe not fully connected. Dina nami v'lifiza ashkach the high dina b'chatas nami kugonim shachat chatas l'shem chulin the kasher v'ino olol b'ayilam. So of Hadam Achai doesn't mention it because it's not such a common case. Okay, either way, that's the Karen Oris Hara trying to explain why it would make a difference, the Svar for Rav Chilkiah. Good. Mask of La Rav Huna, second to last line, Rav Huna argues on Rav Chilkiah. There's no chilukim. Lishma shalol lishmo. V'chiyesh t'cha davar she'eno kasha lishmo v'kasha shalol lishmo. Isn't this ironic, says Rav Huna? Right, when it's shalol lishmo, it accomplishes its goal. It's shalol lishmo, and therefore it's going to be roi bifnim, and therefore you're going to be chayav bachutz. And if it's lishmo, it's going to be worse. Lishmo is going to be possible bifnim, so you're going to be positive bachutz. You ever have anything in that direction? Is there anything that's kasher shalol lishmo and eino kasher lishmo? So Rav Huna is saying, no, it shouldn't be good. You should be patur, even shalol lishmo, bachutz. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I have a precedent. Velo, b'harei Pesach, b'shari mos hashana. What about Karman Pesach and the rest of the year? De eino kasher lishmo, the kasher shalol lishmo. If I shech the Pesach in the middle of Tammuz, if I do it lishmo, so then it's going to be pasul. It's a Pesach shalol bizmano, as we learned back on Daf Beis. But if I shech the Pesach shalol lishmo, so then that's good. It's a kasher carbon, right? So why isn't that a precedent? Says the Gemara, no, don't have that comparison. Pesach b'shayimos hashana, shlamim ninhu. And again, this has come up over a couple of times in this Pesachta. A Pesach has an affinity towards another carbon. When it's not Pesach, this carbon is really a shlamim. So when I shecht it shalol lishmo, that's not really shalol lishmo. That's really lishmo of shlamim, and it's really a different carbon inherently. Rashi, ve'ein ze elo lishmo. It is lishmo. And therefore, this is not an example of a precedent of shalol lishmo being kosher and lishmo being pasul. The Achronim point out, the Brisker Rav says this and others, that the connection between Pesach and shlamim is a much tighter and natural connection, more than what we mentioned before, an asham to an ola. Asham shenitak l'ri'ya, right, requires something to be done, right? You have to separate it from its previous history. There has to be something done. It has to be not roi anymore. We'll talk about this a little bit later. But when it comes to Pesach and Shlamim, it just naturally goes one to the other. Before Pesach is a Shlamim, Erev Pesach turns into a Pesach. It's much more natural. The Brisker Rav makes this Sa'ara in Temura on Daf Yud Gimel in a small three-line piece. Sarach lomar, the moser Pesach lo mikri intik l'kedusha, the kach dino mitchila sekdesho. Right, but when you're makdash a Pesach, it's also a shlomim. It's part of its hakdasha. To bishayim osashana shlomimu, ubevade ein meimir v'chozir meimir. The context of Temura there. Asham does not have, says the Brisker Rav, an ola in it until something happens. Until it becomes Mosar, Tmura, Vlad, one of those. Only then might you have an Ola on the horizon and in the world of this carbon. So the Gemara will never say, Asham is an Ola. No, there you require something to separate them and to change it. While Pesach and Shlamim, it's more natural. And that's what the Gemara here means. It's really Lishma. So we have a machlokas between Rav Chilkiah and Rav Huna. If I shecht an asham shelo lishmo b'mechuser zman, am I going to be chayav for that? Because it's roi b'fnim, so am I going to be chayav for that? So let's try to prove that Rav Chilkiah is correct, as we'll try to prove a couple of times from a brisa. Lema Messiah le yachol sha'ani motzi. I might think that I exclude from the isra mechuser zman. Ochani motzi af olas mechuser zman b'baylim, the ola of mechuser zman b'baylim by azav or azava, the asham nazir v'asham mitzora. I might think that I'm going to exclude the ola tamalomar shor mikol makom kesef mikol makom eiz mikol makom. No, those three extra words shor kesef eiz kivaleid. Right, so those include all of these olos. The olos are included, as the Mishnah said. The olas are included because they're roi to be brought as a nedava. V'ilu chata shayre. But it doesn't say chatas here. Chatas is not included, that it would be kasher lishma. That it would be included in the mechuser zman iser. So b'may eskina, what are we talking about here? The brisa. Ilema bizmano. Are we talking about a case of zmano in its proper time? So my ashama v'ilu chatas nami. Then every carbon. If it's a carbon bizmano, then every carbon would be included. So ela shalol lizmano, it must be lifnei zmano. We're talking about the context of the brisa is the context of lifnei zmano. And that's the case that it is, we include the Ola. That's the case we include in the Ola, and the Chatas is left out. Ubimai. So it is Mechusar Zman. So what are we talking about? Ilema Lishmo. If it's talking about Mechusar Zman, Lishmo, Lishem, the Karban, so Asham Amai Chayiv, why would Asham be Chayiv? Right? Asham is mentioned in the Brisa. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, and the Ola. So why would Asham be Chayev Lishmo? So Elalav Shalol Lishmo. It must be, it's Mechusar Zman, Asham Shalol Lishmo, when you see, you're Chayev. So that's a right to Rav Chilkiah. That's exactly what Rav Chilkiah said. Rav Chilkiah said, Shalol Lishmo Mechusar Zman is going to be Chayev. So why could this, for Shkutei Chutz? Because it's Roy Lavo Bifnim. So isn't this a riot to Rav Chilkiah? Right, Rashi explains the riot. Look at Rashi right to the right of where we are. Ilishmo Asham Amai Chayef. If it's Lishmo, it wouldn't be good. V'ha'ino kosher likarif. It's not kosher. Umasisa Tani Potter. Skip a couple of lines. El Olav Shalol Lishmo Rabbi Lichiyuva Bachutz. Rav Chilkiah. It must be Shalol Lishmo Mechusar Zman like Rav Chilkiah. Alma. Davar She'ino kosher Lishmo Bifnim. Kosher L'Shalol Lishmo Umachayev Alei Shalol Lishmo Bachutz. Something that is going to be kasher b'fnim is going to be chaye b'chutz. Isn't this a riot, Rav Chilkiah? So Mara says, no, there's another way to understand the brisa. La'olam bizmano v'shalo lishmo. It is bizmano. It's bizmano, right? So if it's bizmano, so why doesn't everything include it? V'shalo lishmo. And it's shalo lishmo. What do you mean it's shalo lishmo? It's bizmano shalo lishmo. V'rebi Eliezer hi. And it's Rebbe Eliezer. D'omar makshinan asham l'chatas. As we had Rebbe Eliezer's opinion a number of times, Asham and Chatas are compared, and therefore, it is a case of Bizmano Shalol Lishmo, and therefore the carbon is going to be Pusel, right? Because the Rebbe Lezer says Chatas and Asham are both. V'tana Tafa V'udin Iker. Why did it only mention Asham? Chatas and Asham are the same thing? No. It mentions the Tafel. Rebbe Lezer says Asham was always compared to Chatas. So it mentions the Tafel one, the Asham one, and the same halacha would be to the Chatas as well. So Rashi also explains that a little bit more, but we'll leave it for now. So either way, there's another way to understand the Brisa, and therefore, you don't have to say this is talking about a case of Mechusar Zman, too early, right? So therefore, it is not a riot of Chilkiah, period. So let's try another Brisa. Tashma, Yochol Sha'ani Marbe. Again, another, as Rashi says, a siyata to Rav Chilkiah and a tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Yochol Sha'ani Marbe, Olas Mechusar Zman Begufa. I might think that I would include in the Isser, Mechusar Zman Begufa, meaning right within the first 8 days, Vechatas, Bein Begufa, Bein Bevailim, Tamalomar, Vel Pesach, O Amoid, if you bring it to the Omoid, lo hevio, kosheina roi, lovo, be Pesach o Omoid, in chayavan alehen. Shchut echutz is only if it's roi to be brought Pesach o Omoid, and if not, it's not going to be included. So what's excluded? Chatas, and mechusar zman begufa. So, vilu asham shairei, same type of diak. Asham is not here. So why is only chatas excluded and not asham? So, b'maya skina. So what is this brisa talking about? Ilema, lishmo, if it's talking about lishmo, asham nami, lifterei. If it's a chatas lishmo, so an asham lishmo is also not going to be acceptable, right? So if it's talking about lishmo, so elalav shalol lishmo, so it must be talking about shalol lishmo. So again, if it's shalol lishmo and it's talking about mechusar zman bibaylim, so isn't this a raya then that you would be chayiv if it's only chatas? That would be a problem, but asham would be chayiv, right? Because asham shalol lishmo would be a roy bifnim. So the Gemara answers again, no, la'olam shalol lishmo. V'Rebbe Elazar he demakas asham lachatas tane ikur v'kol shekin l'tafel. Same svara that it's Rebbe Elazar shita. One brisa mentions chatas, one brisa mentions asham. Interesting to think about if there are any lumdis. What will be the lumdis behind this? These two lines of the Gemara. Why would you say ikur? Why would you say tafel in one brisa? Rebbe Elazar always compares kachatas ka'asham. Chatas is the ikur. So why would you mention the ikur is obvious, but why would there be a reason to mention the tafel? It's even the tafel. Say the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Interesting to think about those two suggestions. Okay, we could just one other ha'ara. I mean, in general, mechusar zman. Okay, we might have mentioned some of this in the previous shiurim, but there's a lot of different svaras given and hashkaf is given behind the whole topic of Mechusar Zman. Just to mention one, Rav Sarotskin in the Zayim LaTorah discusses the concept of Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman, as the Pasuk says in Emor, Shorach Hazav Eiz Ki Yivaleh V'yeshivas Yom Tachazimo, a week, Umi Yamashmini V'hala Yeiratzeh. Similar sounds like bris, right? It happens to be day 8, a week, and then day 8 we do something, we can give it as a karban. The bris is like a karban, says the Azayim LaTorah. Lashon zu mar elechora. Why does it emphasize tachas imo? Shivas yamim tachas imo. Uve yomashmini vahala yerase. Just say on day 8, you could give it as a karban. What's the imo line? Conjures up images of kantzipor. Right, and shalech tashalach es ha'aim. Vesebanim tikach loch. What's the aim? Right, so lechora, shemitam rachmanis nemar mechusar zman legavoa. Ukumo shabir haramba b'mar nevuchim b'tam osov espino ukumavuar b'rabbanos benuziel b'chein b'tam shiluach hakan. Number one, kein efshar lomar gam bazeh shemitam rachmanus nagu bazeh hainu sheyesh ava yisera bein ha'aim uvein vlada b'behema kumo ba'adam. Right, there's a connection there. Elisha ba'adam u'inim sheches kol yumei chayei horim v'habanim. In humans, the connection lasts forever. U'bebehema rak zman muat. But by an animal, and we see this in animals. Animals are very protective of their very small young. But let's say as their young, as their offspring grow up, are they still protective? Is a bear going to be very protective of his grown-up son bear when they're cubs, right? When they're younger, Hashem put it into the bria. So here too, certain of these karbanos. Rak zman shavlat tzorach le'imo, v'alcharkein ein shum kesher bein haparah v'ha'egel. U'kshayagdel heima misnagchim zezeh, k'shtei paras nachrios. Right, when they get older, they just gore each other. Ava kol zman shavlat tzorach le'farah yesh le'beineyem ahava u'mesirus. And that's what the Torah does. V'kava Torah kedosha, shahagaguim ayoser gdolim beinoem le'beno bito v'heima shivas yamim harishonim. And that's why shivas yamim tachazimo. V'yavsha lehedyon mutter, im kalu chadasha, and even though lehedyot is gonna, it's mutter, it's only yasser for a karban, l'shchot oso bo bayom, aval asone gezel ba'ola, hikpid al karbano. Karbanas have a higher standard, aval mikivan shafilu lehikdish mechusar zman asur, alena lachlip, but he says, but one second, even to be makdashit is asur mechusar zman, not just to be makrevit. So if you're makdashit and you leave it with the mother, so that's not gonna change anything, so he says, ah, must be exeris hakasif. Alena lachlish is there's a kasavu. There's a kasav. Okay. Then he quotes what he quotes. Medrash he found in Vayikra Rabba. Yodeat tzadik zeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu shekasav b'saras shoro ches v'eis v'rachmei rishom achzari zeh haman arasha dechsev lashpir laharogol amed. So it's mashpir is mitam rachman is there. Okay. He has another point about osov espino. That's not for now. We'll have to get back to that in Maseches Chulin. But that's just one hashkafic point related to Osoves, related to Mechusar Zman. Let's continue with the third tribe. Third Raisa, trying to prove Rav Chilkia and ask Akasha on Rav Huna. Tashma, so this is really the same Raisa we had earlier, but we're just going to expand upon it. Tachiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, honor Amar Tana debay Rav Levi. Yachosh ani motzi af olas Mechusar Zman bevayelim. Right, same Raisa as up above. I might think that I exclude the Ola Mechusar Zman B'Bailim. Asham Nazir V'Asham Mitzorah. Right, I might exclude them. Then you can read the parentheses for a moment. Minayim and Asav Lutamud L'Chiyuv V'Leidana Maihi. He didn't know what the source was, though, to include them. My Talmuda Amar Avina Shor Mikol Makom Kesem Mikol Makom Eiz Mikol Makom. So again, it's these extra words, and the Ravina helped clarify what was going to be the Limud. So the Gemara, so it's a raya, same raya as we had before. The Gemara doesn't explicate it again. So where it says, "Ha my room, yekid de amrit." We already answered this. We said it's like Rabbi Elazar Shita. Right? What are you asking me this kasha again? So Amr of Nachmi, no, we're bringing it because we shum de rami de tana de bei Rav Levi at tani Levi. Because we asked the stira between this price and another price. And it's clear from that stira that you can't answer, oh, it's bismano shalol shmo like Rabbi Eliezer, like we answered earlier. It's clear from this fact that the Tanoim asked the Stira in these brises that it's Mechusar Zman. The Tani Levi, so we ask a brisa from Rav Levi and Levi. Ashem Nazir, all right, the brisa that we just said includes them in the Mechuzer Zman. But what about this Brisa? Asham Nazir v'Asham Metzora. Sheshachtan shalo lishman ksherin v'lo ala l'baylam l'shem chova. If you shechted them shalo lishmo, as we learned, it's an Asham, right? It's not Rabbi Elazar Shita. It's an Asham shalo lishmo. It's kosher. It doesn't count l'baylam l'shem chova. Shachtan Mechuzer Zman b'baylam. Oh, shahayu b'nei shtei shanim, or they were 2 years old, and an asham has to be only 1 year old, an asham mitzara is asham nazir, v'shachtam sulin. So you see there, mechuser zman is going to be pasul. And we ask this as a stira on the other brisa, which included asham mitzara and asham nazir, in mechuser zman. U'mishani ravdimi lo kasha, kan lishmo, kan shalo lishmo. And Rav Dimi, when he brought these two brises, he gave the answer to the seer is, if it's l'shmo, mechuser zman, bachutz, then you're going to be pater, because it will be pasol bifnim. But if it is shalo l'shmo, then it's okay. So that's a raya. That's exactly the shita Rav Chilkia to answer the brises. What would Rav Huna answer? Well, we'll see in a second. Rav Ashi, Rami Masisa, Rav Ashi didn't ask two brises on each other. He asked a Mishnah on the brise. So, Umishani, the same thing. Kan l'shmo, kan shalo l'shmo. Lemi tevi tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Right? So Rav Dimi did not answer like Rav Huna did before. It's Bizmano, Kreb Elazar. No, it's shalo, it's Mechuser Zman. And therefore there's a Sira. So Amalacha Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, no, I could also come up with a case that's Kasher Bachutz. What's the En Asham? But it's not a case of Mechuser Zman. If originally somebody is chayav an asham and he takes two animals and say, you know what, I just want to be safe. Both of these animals are going to be for my asham. Whichever one is offered, the other one is in ola. So that's already built in automatic. If I'm mafrish day behemos la'achrayis, so then one of them is already an asham. The chad minah me'ikara, what is an ola? The chad minah me'ikara olahi. So one is already in ola originally. Rav Rashi says on the bottom, Shem yovado echad is kapar b'sheni. That was my original plan. If one of them gets lost, the kapar will be through the second one. And I shechted one of them bachutz kodim zman ola shem ola. So that's okay. That's why it's chayiv. Because that's the ukimta, and that's the only type, right? That's not one of the asham chatos mesos or ashamos shenitak l'raya in the formal sense, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem in a minute. But that originally is an ola. The chamenei meikara olahi, and the Gemara continues kid Rav Huna Marav, like Rav Huna Marav says, the Amar Rav Huna Marav asham shenitak l'raya v'shachto stam kasher la'ola. So again, it's not exactly the five ashamos that we know, which are parallel to the chatas, is the Rashi Tevis Vitimna. Right? That's Tumura Dafach Yudches and Dafchav, Vlad Chatas, Tumuras Chatas, Niskapra Vitim, right? Mace Bailim, Niskapra Ba'acher, and Avar Shnasa. Right? That's the Vitimna. So, Lachrayas is true, it's an Ola, but it's not even included in one of those five. That's originally it has the Ola, but the Gemara brings Rav Huna Marav just as a model that you see sometimes that an Asham can turn into an Ola, not as naturally as we said earlier, the Pesach and the Shlamim, but here, Asham Shenitak L'Re'iya, it was somehow separated because the owner died, or it was lost, you brought a different one, whichever one of those five, is the case, right? So then it's nitak le'ri'ya. We mention often, whenever this comes up, it came up like the third time or so in this Masechta, the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, about this halacha. Asham shita le'ri'ya, and this has impact in terms of what we just said before from the Riska Rav. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, earlier on Dafei, and at the beginning of Masechta's Menachas, also on a da'oraisa level. This is a din da'oraisa. It's learned out from Sukkim. If you remember way back on Daf Hei Amid Beis, in this Masechta, we had this line too. We had this, Asham Shitak L'Re'iyah V'Shachto Stam Kasher Nitak In Lo Nitak Lo. My Taima Amar Kra Hu B'Havayaso Yehei. It sounds like it's a Didaraisa. The Gemara sounds like we learned that from a Drasha that you require Nituk. This is an Asham, and you have to be Menatik. What does Nituk even mean? So again, different places, Rashi says different things. Rashi right here says, Masruhu l'roe. You gave it over to the shepherd. Once you give it to the shepherd, so that changes it from an asham to a potential ola. Rashi earlier, Rashi on Daf Hei, said, Amru lo bezdin hotsi'u v'yireh. Bezdin said, take this animal out. So Bezin said it. So again, Masru Laroach Yistayv. So that's the different requirements of what is needed or not. That might impact whether it's a din d'araisa or not, but that's Rashi Shita. Rashi says it's a din d'araisa. Tosas Rabbeinu Tam, in a few places, to Rabbeinu Tam there earlier said no. On a d'araisa level, it's automatic. Rabbeinu Tam brings the Asham Ola connection closer to Pesach and Shlamim. The requirement for Nituk is going to be d'Rabbanan, not d'araisa. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. There, Tosas quotes it in on Hayim Abayis earlier. Yehei Pierce, what does it mean? What, how do you understand the pasuk then? So Yehei is going to be an asham until your manate gets it. No, different shot of what the of what that line means. Bahava yaso mashes sofo lios hainu ola shesofo omri lakach. Bahava yaso Yehei, it's bahavaya to be an ola, not bahava yaso to be an asham. Right, but Tom understands that Gemara totally differently. But on a daraisa level, it turns into an ola and a midrabanan, so you don't come to, you know, be makrevit as an ola before kaparas. That's why you require nituk. It's a didrabanan. But that's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas. The Rishonim, we have this back in Masechah Shavuos also, on Daf Yud Beis, the Ramban, the Ritva, quote a little more modified Rabbeinu Tam, or a view like Rabbeinu Tam. If it's impossible to bring this as anything else, so then naturally you're right, it could become an ola. If there's still potential for other karbanos, then obviously it's not an ola, right? And you would require nituk to do something in order to make it into that. Again, a topic that comes up a number of times here in Seder Kachim, but we'll leave that for now. Let's continue. Hamale mibsar chatas v'chulu. So the Mishnah mentioned that shchut echutz, what are the actions that are chaya for shchut echutz, we had at the beginning of the last parak, back on Daf Kovav, shchita ha'ala'a. Right, if you're shochedif, if a ma'alit, a maktirit. Those are the two, shchita and haktara. So, now the Mishnah said, but if I do other actions, I am not chayiv, and also if I am maktir parts of the animal that are supposed to be eaten, that also I am not going to be chayiv. If I'm maktir ne'echalin, that's what the Mishnah just said in our parak. So we're going to talk about that. Tana Rabbanan. So midayin, how do I know? Lamala mibsar chata, so mibsar asham. Umibsar kachim kachim, which are all supposed to be eaten by the Kohen. Umibsar kachim kalim, which are supposed to be eaten by the Bailim. Umimosar ha'omer v'shteh ha'lechem b'lechem ha'panim v'shiyari minachos. All of those are supposed to be eaten by the Kohen, right? All karbanis mincha are kachay kachim. So they have to be eaten by zichrei kahuna. So how do I know by all of these, if I'm makter all of these, bachutz, shepator, I'm going to be pater, tamalomar, ola. Ma ola shihiru uya laha'ala. Just like ola is roi to be burned, af kol shiru uya laha'ala. So to only something that is roi to be hooked, right? That's non edible items, all the basar and all these other items, and the shirayim of the menachos, there's a mitzvah daraisa for the kohen to eat it, right? We mentioned, right, the different levels within the daraisa, separate daraisa to eat achilas basar and to eat achilas karban mincha, right? Two separate mitzvahs asay, even within the mitzvahs asay of basar, achilas kachay kachem, achilas kachem kalim. We mentioned the Rambam Maisar Karbanis in Paragud, right? But that's excluded from shchut echutz because there's a mitzvah to eat it. Minayin, how about the following though? How about these other avodos? I mean, and how do I know sha'af? Also, these are excluded. Our pater shafa yotzik. If I pour the oil on mincha v'habolel, or I mix the oil into the mincha outside, right, which is not required, right? That is the rabzera, right? Kalaroy labila. A mincha has to be ro'i to be mixed, even though mixing is not required. You can mix it, but you just need the potential at least to be mixed. That's why you can't have too much flour in one kli. Vahaposes, or I break up the mincha into pieces. Vahamoleach, or I salt the mincha. Vahamenif, vahamegish, I wave. Vahamegish, I bring it close to the mizbeach. Vahamisader ha-shulchan, if I misader and put the lechem upon him on the shulchan bachutz. Vahameitav saneros, or I do atav saneros bachutz. Are you allowed to do any bachutz? Remember that Rambam that comes up every so often, that the Rambam says that by the menorah, a zar technically can light the menorah. The question is, how can a zar get into the heichal? If you bring it out, we paskin halakha osa mitzvah. So what about hatavas aneris? So here, hametavas aneris, it's cleaning them. Vahakometz, or I do kemitza, vahamakabel, bachutz shepater. All of these cases, if I do them bachutz, I'm going to be pater. Why am I going to be pater? Tamalomar asher yale ola ozavach ma ahalah shi gemar avoda avkol shu gemar avoda. It's only the final stage of an avoda is it going to be chayef for avodas chutz, but if not, that's a special limud. You have to have gemara avoda. Fine. Now we get into the second half of the Mishnah, which kind of takes us over the next couple of dafim as we head towards the end of the Masechta. So Achlu Hukam HaMishkan, we mentioned there are five or six stages in history of Bamos. From the time the world was created until the Mishkan was built, so then you have a Heter Bamos. Interesting lashon, the Rambam here says in the Pirush Mishnayos, when he quotes our Mishnah just says, Achlu Hukam HaMishkan. The Rambam is a little more graphic in one line. The Rambam says, May Adam Arishon be ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. From Adam to Moshe. So that's when these halachas applied. Everything was mutter from Adam until Moshe. There is an interesting line. Yeah, there's an interesting medrash. The medrash in Bamidbar. Medrash Rabbah. Ba Parsha Dalid Osches. Tells the story of Karbanos. He says, "Betchila haya abchoris b'shamshin," as we'll get to soon. Ad shelo amad sheva Levi. First with the firstborns. V'teida lachash haya abchoris makarivim. Ad shelo amdu shito shel Levi. How do you know? Tol mitchilas bir yaso shel olam. Adam harishon haya abchoro shel olam. Adam was the bechor of the world. V'kivan shekiriv karbano shenemar v'seitiv l'Hashem yishar par makrin mafris. Quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Once Adam gave a karban, lavash big day kahuna gedola. He put on the Bidei Kohen Gadol. Shene'emar v'yasa Hashem Elokim la'adam u'lishto kosnos or v'yal b'shem. Bigdei shevach hayu. V'hayu ha'bachoros mishtamshim b'hem. So Adam was a bachor. Kivan shemeis Adam masran l'sheis. Gave the begadim to sheis. Sheis masran l'misushelach. Kivan shemeis misushelach masran l'noach. Gave it to Noach. Ama Noach v'hikriv karban. Noach gave karbanos. Meis Noach masran l'shem. Says the Medrash v'chishem haya b'char v'halo yefes haya b'char. What do you mean? Yefes was the b'char. Why did Noach give it to Shem? Mipnei shetzafa Noach shal sheles ha'avos omedes mimenu. What do you see from here? B'char doesn't mean firstborn. B'char means most fitting for this misra, for this position. And therefore Noach already gave the power of karbanos to a son that wasn't his oldest. Gave it to Shem. V'chulu, and he continues, Malkitetet Melech Shalem, V'chikuhuna lo nitna, no, it was a kuhuna, it was Bechor. Me Shem, Masra la Avraham. V'chi Avram haya Bechor. Avram wasn't a Bechor. El bebnei shaya tzadik, nimsra lo ha Bechorah. Because he was a tzadik, he got the Bechorah. So a Bechorah is the right of service. Right? It's not something that's passed down from, if my father's a Kohen, my grandfather is a Kohen, right? It's not like that. And that's why the Mefarshim point out, right? Then told us how Yaakov Avinu could buy the Bechorah. You can't buy the Kahuna. You could buy the Bechorah. Because the Bechorah means right of service. He continues, and he says, Avram gave it to Yitzchak, Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. V'chein b'shar shikrav Moshe b'sinai ha-Bechoros heinek rivu. The Bechoros, right? As Rashi quotes at the end of Yisro, and as our Gemara is going to say here. But again, that's a medrash, a little bit about the history of Karbanos. See, here we go. So, Yasiv, Rav Huna, bar Rav Katina, Kameh de Rav Chizda, V'kakari, Rav Huna said over a braisa and said, V'yishlach az na'arei b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk at the end of Mishpatim, that Moshe sent the na'arei b'nei Yisrael to help him in the avoda. And when Rav Huna said this, Rashi adds in, he explained that this means the firstborns. Na'arei means the firstborns. Rashi also quotes this ala Torah. Omer lehachi amar Ravasi. Ravasi says, pasku. Or different girsa, karvu pasku. Different girsos. They did it and they stopped. Meaning, Ravasi says, and some other deists say here, the Bukharos only did it that first avoda. That's it. No more. Sounds like from here, even without Cheta Egel. Right, they would have stopped. Right, pasku savar lo suve, and that's how he explains the price. Savar lo suve mi masisan. So Rav Huna heard, Rav Chizda heard this whole thing, and he was going to ask a kasha from a Mishnah, but he waited. Shame, and then he heard him say the following: Shame to kamar mishpeder of adabar ava ola shigurva yisrael ba midbar einatun hashem nituach. Another statement that he said: the ola that Bnei Yisrael gave in the midbar did not require skinning and cutting up. So Osvi Abraisa the Shavya Bikulu. So he waited and said, you know what, instead of asking a kasha from a Mishnah, which would only be a kasha on the first thing you said, I'm gonna ask a kasha from a Abraisa, which is gonna ask on both things that you said. Both things that the firstborns gave it and then they stopped. And number two, that there was no Heshev v'nituach in the Midbar. So the Tani, the Brisa says, there's a lot to say on this, let's just finish the sentence. Ach l'hukam ha-mishkan, before the Mishkan was built, ha-bamos mutaros. Va'avoda b'becharos, and the avoda was with the firstborns. Va'ha-kol k'sherin l'hakrav b'emachai va'of, and you can bring whatever animals you want. Chayas, ofos, zecharim, and akevas, timim, nubali, mumin, tahorin, avolotzmeim, not non-kosher animals. Va'akol karver olos, and everybody gave olos. Va'ola, so what do you see from there? The avolot was the becharos until the Mishkan. That's kasha number one. You said it's only Har Sinai. That was the only time that they did the avoda. No, here it's that they did it until the Mishkan. And number two, va'ola shegriva yisol by midbar, tu'una hashev v'nituach. Right, it needs. So that's a kasha on the second thing you said. V'nachar bizmanazeh rashon lasoskein. And non-Jews bizmanazeh aren't subject to the isurim of Klal Yisrael, so they could also do this bizmanazeh if they want to have bamos. So kasha, right? Kasha on both things that you said. Rav Chista asked on Rav Huna. Just a couple of points related to that. This lashon of Na'arim. So it says Na'arei, and we understand that to mean firstborns. The Ksava Kabbalah in the end of Mishpatim discusses why doesn't it just say then firstborns? Right? This is, if you remember, this is one of the 10 changes that the Septuagint did in Megillah Daf Tes. Megillah Daf Tes, remember the story, Talmai HaMelech made Bnei Yisrael write the Torah for them in 70 language, with 70 rabbis, 72 rabbis. Ma'isa b'talmai ha'melach shekinis shivim v'shtayim zakenim v'chnisan v'shivim v'shtayim batim, put him in 72 rooms, didn't tell him what he put them in for, and why'd he do it? He said, kisvili taras Moshe Rabchem. Write down the Torah. And this was considered a tragedy, right? This is one of the three reasons we fast on Asar B'Teves. Because on the 8th of Teves, the Septuagint occurred. The 9th of Teves, Ezra HaSofer died. On the 10th of Teves, the walls were surrounded. That's the famous reason. But it was also, he fasted for this. That's a question in itself. What was so tragic? But either way, he forced them. Nasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belev Kol Echad Ve'Echad Eitzah. Hashem put into their hearts wisdom. V'skimu Kulon L'das Achas. And they all were maskim to the same das. And they all made the same changes. And one of the changes was, V'yishlach Es Zatute B'nei Yisrael. They changed the word na'arei, that's written twice at the end of Mishpatim, to zatute, officers. Na'arei, what type of lashon is that? That's so not mechubad for Matan Torah. So if you look in the Ksav HaKabbalah, he discusses, he also quotes the Ramban, one of the pshatim. So why does it say na'arei? So he has three pshatim. He says, number one, you could just say that it's a contrast to what was mentioned in the previous pasuk, the ziknei b'nei Yisrael. So as a contrast to Ziknei B'nei Yisrael, these aren't talking about the Zakenim anymore, so it says Na'arei. That's it. Bavur Sheizgar Zakenim Shem Atzilei B'nei Yisrael, the nobility, Kares Elu Na'arim, came Na'arim Kinegdam. The Yirmoz, and it's to hint, Kilo Bavur Ma'alasam B'chachma Shalcham Kilo Ayu Zakenim. Rakbe B'nei Abachor, number one. Number two, he says, based on the Ramban, Na'arei B'nei Yisrael is like Bachure Shloto Mutam Chet. Like a nar is innocent and has a clean record. So that's na'arei, number two. And number three, he says, I don't think you have to say any of this. You don't know what people think na'arei means young, but that's not what it means. Na'ar means servant. That's the translation of the word, says the Ksav HaKabbalah. Ula daiti ein lo hotzi milas na'arei mipashte she'in yano hamishares. Asher Saviv Adonav, and he often quotes Yiddish words in parentheses, which I'm not familiar with, Leibfiga. Kikol Mishares Yikranar, Baal Hasrara Hanichbad Hua Ish. The Adon, the master, is called the Ish, the servant is called the Na'ar. Va Mishares Lo Yikranar, Kemo Gechazi Na'aro. Ukemo Shikarasa Bechoris, Beomatatora, Bishem Kohanim. You have to know what the word Kohen means and know what the word Na'ar means. And you can't just use my own preconceived notions. So he says, Na'ar here, Mishar Simba Vodas HaKodesh. That's why they're called Na'ar. Okay, either way, that's the Ksav HaKabbalah, three different shatim. But again, it says here, the Kasha was asked that until the Mishkan was built, it was Avodah B'Bechoros. The Brisker Rav also points out, interesting, so until the Mishkan was built, this was all Mutter. Chayes, Behemoth, Ophos, Avodah B'Chorus. So even after Mayim at Har Sinai, B'nai Yisrael had this flexibility until the Mishkan was built. That's what this line says. So the Brisker Rav says, it must be that they were still considered karbanos of Bnei Noach, even though we were Am Yisrael. Because why could you bring karbanos from Chayis and Ophos if you say there's no Ophos on Obama? It must be they still were bringing karbanos as Bnei Noach. He says you have to say, though, they brought shlamim at Maimon Har Sinai. Right? So you have to say, though, that if they would want to bring a carbon shell Yisrael at that time, they could. It's just that they didn't have to. They could still bring karbanos as a Ben Noach. And that's why you have this flexibility. Once the Mishkan was built, then you didn't have that flexibility anymore. That's the Brisker Rav Sa'ara on this line of the Gemara. That's what it seems to say. That's the his point here in Parshas Yisro. Mikol Makom Mishas Matat Torah Ve'Elech Nischadish Oz Gam Din Karbanos Yisrael. There was still Bnei Noach. The Shnei Minei Karbanos Him Be'etzam Chefsa Shalahem Din Karbanos to Bnei Noach V'Din Karbanos to Yisrael. And you had a choice at that little limbo period until it was cleared up with Maimed, with the building of the Mishkan. Okay, because a goy can only bring an ola. Vaiter. So it's a yes akasha. Yes a stira. So Gemara answers, second wide line tanoi. He really is a machlokas tanoim. The tanya vagama koanim on Nigashem Hashem yiskadashu. The koanim that come close yiskadashu. Reb Shua bekarcha omer. What does that mean? By the warning by Matan Torah, Zuprishus Becharos. Their Kohanim means firstborns. Right? Firstborns. Rabbi Omer, Zuprishus Nadav Aviyu. No, it means the Kohanim, actually. Right? So that's Machlokas, whether it's referring to the Kohanim or the bird, or the Becharos. So Bishlon Lamandar, Zuprishus Nadav Aviyu. I understand if this is referring to another Aviyu, Hainu Dichsev, that's the Pasuk later on, where Moshe refers back to this Pasuk. Hu Asher Dibar Hashem Loimar, Bikravaya Kadesh. Ella Lamandamar Zu preaches Bechoros Hecharamiza, but if you say that it's talking about Bechoros, so the Pasuk of Huasher Diber, where did Moshe earlier refer to them? Dirsiv and Oati Shambal of Ne Yisrael Vinikdash Bichvodi. Al Tikri Bichvodi Ella Bimchubadai. Right, not in my honor, well with those that honor me. Dover Ze Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Velo Yadu. Moshe didn't understand fully what the interpretation was at Shemesu b'nei Aaron until Aaron's sons died. V'kivah Shemesu b'nei Aaron, Amar lo Aaron, Achi, lo mesu banecha, ela lahakta shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a Kiddush Hashem. Yes, obviously we know they did something wrong, the Eish Zara and whatever, all the different pshatim, but it was still a Kiddush Hashem, as Rashi explains, when there's Midas Hadin that's brought out on the Tzadikim, so that shows the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instills awe in people. Kivish yada Aaron shebanav yidu a makom heim. Once Aaron saw that his children were not just stam or shoim, but they were on a high level and they were used to be mekadishim shemayim, shasak v'kibel schar. He was quiet and he got schar for that. Rashi and Tosas both quote here the Torah's koanim that's what was the schar? That right afterwards he gets the shtuya yayin parsha v'dabar Hashem el Aharon lemar. Tosas quotes that it's not so clear because another Medrash says that it was told to Moshe to tell to Aaron. Okay, either way, that's the Medrash. Feel free to look there. Shneamar v'yidom Aaron. V'chein b'David Omer. David also says, well, if you don't understand something, don't complain to Hashem. Dom l'Hashem v'hischolel lo aval bishamach pil lecha chalalim at shtok. Even though difficulty happens, we don't understand everything. V'chein b'shlomo hu omer, eis l'chashos, Shlomo says in Koheles, eis l'chashos ve'eis l'daber, pamim sheshoseko mekabal schar ala shtika, pamim medaber u'mekabal schar ala dibur. Sometimes it's time to talk, sometimes it's time to listen. Shtika and dibur, again, a huge topic. V'hainu damar b'chia bar abba amar v'yochanan, ma'idav siv nor elhim mi'mikdashecha, also related, Hashem will be awe mi'mikdashecha from his abode, al tikri mi mikdashecha, ela mi mimikudashecha, from those who sanctify him. B'shasha osa kadosh baruch hu din bikadoshav, misyarei u misale u mishalel. When Hashem does din with his kadoshim, so he is feared and awed. Ela kasha ola, just one more thing, what about the ola, the stira, about the, whether it's hefshef in ituach? What is there Hefshev and Ituach? Where we answer the other kasha about the Becharos. What about the seer of Hefshev and Ituach? So the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi, that's really a machlokas tanoim too. To Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, a major machlokas, very sodistic machlokas, all about Sefer Dvarim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klalos Namru Besinai, Upratas Bo'amoed, machlokas that appears three times. Chagiga Sota, and right here. Right, the Klalos, Hashem gave general principles at our Sinai, but the details were only given later. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. It was only given later, and therefore Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yishmael, that originally not all the pratim were given, so it could be there was no hefshev nituach earlier. Later on, it was explained that there is hefshev nituach. Rabbi Akiva Omer Klalos who brought this nemru b'Sinai. No, everything was given out of Sinai. V'nishtu bo amoed v'nishtalshu arvas moav. Right. Obviously, we know that that Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Bahar, holds like Rabbi Akiva. Ma kloloseo upratoseo. If Shemitah were given, so too klolos and pratim were given. So that's a major machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. How do we look at the misira of the misora of the Torah, the different stages where the Torah was given at Har Sinai and at Arvos Moav? Right. So is that repeated? Right. Or is that saying new items? Right? The machlokas Rishonim. The Rishonim, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, discuss this. The Ramban, the Ravaz and the Shuvah. What the purpose of Sefer Dvarim? Are there repeats or is there new material? Okay, we'll have to stop here. We're going to get into more. Shvachim Kufta Zayin. Right. Get into more Har Sinai issues. Yisro and the nations coming to Bilam. That's all B'ez Hashem coming up on tomorrow's a little Agadata. Right. We've waited a long time. Little Agadata, every so often we get. Tomorrow's daf has some Agadata, B'ez Hashem, that we will get to. Okay, we'll stop here, and the B'ez Hashem, we will continue.